Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I wanted to, I have several things I want to talk about today, but I'm going to start out with, you know, I try to name the show. We're going to name it together, meaning we need to work together. America needs to come together. We talk about it every day. I close the show every day with Bring America Home. Which means to bring it back to common sense, to bring it back to what it should be, what it needs to be. And yet, it'll be a little different than many, many years ago because we've grown. I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about hopefully in wisdom. Lately, it seems like we're going backwards, though. We've become a selfish people. So the old song, wherever we go, whatever we do, we're going to get through this together. We're going to do it together. The American people need to take that attitude, that we're going to do this together. We're going to have differences. That we're never going to not have differences. But we need to focus on one thing. So why not focus on the Constitution? Why do we keep trying to go around this? Or why do the elected officials to that corporation keep trying to go around it? So let's try to think about those common denominators. Get through this together. Stand together. That's D.C.'s biggest fear, is that we would stand together. And that's really what's upsetting the GOP, the established GOP, because they're worried. The American people are showing a little bit of dissatisfaction. And we are pushing them to decide whether we're doing it the right way or not will remain to be seen. But that's why all these leading candidates in the presidential race are non-established GOP. Now, they're going to have another debate tomorrow night. And it'll be, I'm going to be anxious to see if they're going to stand together. You know, they got upset with CNBC with the last debate and the questions and how they were stupid. I don't know how else to put it. They were just stupid questions. They stood together after Ted Cruz made his little speech. He changed the atmosphere. They need to be standing together, except where they differ on policy. I don't want to see them picking on one another for other things. The only thing I want to see them pick on one another about is a difference of opinion in policy, and then explain why theirs is best or why the other one's not going to work. Now, Trump was on Saturday Night Live. I didn't get to watch it. I was not home. But I went last night when I got home. I Googled it and watched him, all the little skits that he was in. And they were funny, some of them. Some of them weren't as funny as others. I'm not a Saturday Night Live fan at all. I think it gets a little too vulgar. It was fairly clean. There was one piece that I saw that was a little bit on the shady side, but it wasn't as bad as some of them have been. But the ratings were high, the highest they've seen in a long, long time, and Trump had predicted that. And of course, we knew it would, even if people are just watching it out of curiosity, they were going to watch Donald Trump. Now, whether you like him or hate him or just plain haven't made up your mind yet, I have something here that somebody wrote to me that I want to share with you, and it's about Donald Trump. So don't, I'm not trying to push Donald Trump. I'm trying to explain what America is feeling. This person is an avid listener. They're a loyal listener to the show. When I see Trump, I don't see party. I don't see a party. I don't see a liberal. I don't see a conservative. I see an American. An American success story. This man has the capability to unite, and one of the things I appreciate about him is the fact that he talks to everyone about things that affect the U.S. He includes himself in the scenario by saying, us. And she puts in parentheses to me. Does that make sense? I think that is why people like him. First of all, he just lets whatever fall out of his mouth, and he says some of the things we've been thinking and don't dare say. And maybe he has good ideas and he puts them out there wrong. But I think what she says here is very true. I don't see party. I don't see a liberal. I don't see a conservative. I see an American. And I think that's what we're looking at as Americans. That's what we should be looking at with these candidates. I have something else here, and this is coming from the Canada Free Press. It's media darling conservatives. And I want you to think about this. In fact, he starts his article out, ponder this. Why are conservatives such as William Bennett, George Will, Bill Kristol, so graciously accepted by the prevailing liberal establishment? Why is there almost a camaraderie between today's prominent conservatives and liberals? It is because today's conservatives do not challenge the moral premise of statism. Most of today's conservative leaders are brilliant intellects, but they accept statism's violation of individual rights and its conveyance of special privileges to a myriad of factions. Thus, he says, they pose no moral threat to liberalism and are not feared by those who are tyrannizing our lives with omnipresent government. Today's conservatives are merely a different brand of status, with their ultimate goal the same as the liberal brand maintenance of an all-pervasive mega state in Washington. That's just the first two paragraphs of his article, Media Darling Conservatives. And I think it says a great deal about why we don't see any change in D.C. when you change the party majority in Congress. They really are on the same page with mega state in Washington. Big government controlling your lives on every facet, whether it's your food, your First Amendment right of free speech and freedom of religion, or your Second Bill of Rights, where you have the right to carry a gun, to protect yourself, to feed your family, and to protect your liberties from a tyrannical government. He goes on to say there's really no difference between lemmings that creep and cattle that charge toward the cliff, other than their time of death. I think we need to wake up, America, and we, the people, need to stand together, because wherever we go, whatever we do, we're going to go through it together, even if it's a collapse of freedom. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
you a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm naming the show together. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're going to get through this together. If it falls, we're going to fall together. If it rises and preserves liberty for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, we're going to do that together. If we don't stand united, we're going to lose it all, and we're still going to lose it all together. But if we stand together, we may not agree on everything, but we're going to make progress for liberty and for individuals. We have a problem in the United States. We have a poverty problem that's not going to go away by feeding it. How it'll go away is by providing jobs. Not everybody can be an executive, but everybody can work, unless you really truly are disabled, and those exist. And no one has a problem helping them. But we have a welfare generation after generation after generation, and we have kept these people, and they are in all colors, all shapes, all sizes, in a slavery to the government. They are not independent. They are dependent. And that is not liberty, and that is not freedom. Now, in this article by Nelson Hultberg that I was sharing with you, he says conservatives default. Most conservatives today are not concerned with such a challenge.
They are more concerned with scholarly acceptance in their own time than adherence to principle for all of time. They fear that since welfareism is the fashion of the age, to challenge the moral foundation of the welfare state would place them outside the circle of socially approved intellectuality and thus render them ineffective. In other words, they're only thinking about themselves right now. They want you to look at them and say, oh, look how wise they are. They got their degrees from thus and such a college or university, which really means absolutely nothing to me. But remember that old Greek proverb I have shared with you numerous times. Society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they will not enjoy or sit under. These men today and women who are beating their own chests, patting themselves on the back, wanting attention, wanting to be esteemed for their intellect, but caring not about the future of any people here in the United States. They don't care about the poor, they don't care about the black, they don't care about the white, they don't care about the Hispanics. They don't care about the Asians. They don't care about the future of any of us. They only care about puffing themselves up. Now, he goes on in this article, and I'm not going to share the entire article with you. I just can't. But he's got an antidote to liberalism, and I thought I would share this before I moved on. The disease of collectivist liberalism has only one antidote. Now, before I go here, I'm gonna brag just a little bit. I've been telling you, and it's because I'm simple-minded and I don't have a degree from some large university. We are fighting the exact same fight and battle that our founding fathers fought, and that is big government ruling over the people. Now, big government back then was a king who owned everything. Now, the D.C. occupiers and the government incorporated believe that they own everything that you have. Now, let me read what he says here. He says, the only antidote, restoration of a strictly limited government. Restore it back to what it was. This can be brought about only if we as a country abandon the three fundamental policies of collectivist liberalism. One, progressive taxation. Number one, progressive taxation. Number two, federal monopolization of banking and fiat money. The federal monopoly of banking and fiat money. Number three, political conveyance of privileges such as welfare handouts, corporate subsidies, affirmative action quotas, price controls, special tax breaks and exemptions, etc. It is that simple. Those are the three things that are holding this nation captive to a tyrannical government incorporated. We the people, together, are the ones to stop this. We the people, together, one community, one county, one town, one state at a time. But we must do it together. It will not happen overnight. There's too many people that are dependent on this tyrannical incorporated government. The D.C. occupiers occupy in offices and cutting deals. Will these men and women that are running, that are non-established politicians, make the correct difference? Will they see what this man sees? Will they understand the simplicity that will fix it? It's really not complicated. It's very simple. Well, speaking of progressive tax, I mentioned to you last week that they are wanting, and this is coming out of New York, but they want it to be federal, to tax every gun that's bought legally, because they can't figure them out if they're bought illegally, can they? $100 tax. And they paralleled it with the cigarette tax, the tobacco tax. Because it's going to be for the good of all. We're going to put it into research for mental health issues, for people with violent issues. So instead of imprisoning people that are violent and killing people, we're going to stroke them and tell them, oh, it's not your fault, it's going to be okay, we're going to get you some counseling, and da 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 da. We need to stand and be responsible for our actions. I don't care if they get counseling in prison. That's okay. But to punish all of the law-abiding citizens to help the non-law-abiding citizens, the criminals, is wrong. So we have an instance here where Obama is claiming, I'm speaking of guns now, this is one thing he still hasn't accomplished during his presidency that he wants to do, and he's upset about it that he hasn't accomplished it. It says in an email sent out over the weekend by the Democrat Party, President Barack Obama urges followers to join him in the effort to enact stricter gun laws. And he says, we have not gone more than 8 days without a mass shooting in this country this year. Did you know that? That means that each week more families are grieving, more communities are being pieced back together, and as a nation, we're holding everyone affected by these heartbreaking events in our prayers. Now, he says in this article that 300 mass shootings in the United States just in 2015, killing nearly 400 and injuring 1,000. Now, I don't know that we've had 300 mass shootings, what I would call mass shootings, but all the ones that I know of have all been done, perpetrated in gun-free zones. Gun laws are not going to work. Disarming the innocent will not work. Making victims of those who would follow the rules is not going to make less violence. Why can't they see that? Well, one county in Oregon does see it. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Lexus Day Taco Bell once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to go to the phones. I have Jeff from Texas. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Beth. How about you?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, I have two problems in America that if American people don't get off their seat and stop and change, there is no hope. The first one is the president and the bureaucratic dictatorships in the Judicial Department released in the last 2 years over a million foreign aggregated felons on America.
Yes.
Complete treason. The second is the Federal Reserve printed this year $70 trillion in new blue $100 bills. There is no deficit. You're being lied to and broken by financial treason and political bureaucratic dictatorship treason. If you don't straighten these out, everything you're talking about will amount to nothing. All the candidates will amount to nothing. It will all amount to the same thing over and over again until we're destitute and murdered.
Well, you painted such a pretty picture there, Jeff. You know,
it is what's going on.
It is exactly what's going on. And the fact that they release these criminals upon the people, it shows you they really don't care about the people. They're going to sit here and cry gun control for the children while they're murdering millions of babies every day through abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood, or they let the criminals out who have already murdered or raped or done whatever. You know, they're not letting people out that were tax evaders. Did you notice that?
He wants to bring in a million Muslim terrorists.
Yes.
And put them in the new domestic terrorist police force to disarm us. Stop him and put none of them are prosecutable. None of them in the bureaucracy are prosecutable. They're beyond it. So if you don't hold their feet to the fire and prosecute them, you set the precedent that they can do whatever they want. The Constitution means nothing.
Well, it means nothing. I mean, being a republic, being a republic means nothing if the republic sits back and does nothing. And that's what we have done. We have been a lazy people.
No, America is strapped with mortgages, child. They're strapped with financial destitute right now.
They are. They are.
They are.
Yes.
But calling them will not stop them. The Justice Department will not prosecute them. The Federal Reserve will not stop monetizing this phony debt, way beyond it. So you have to tackle them at the heart of the matter.
All right.
And it's not your representatives. It's your sheriffs and the police and the military.
And that's where I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to thank you for the call, Jeff. I was getting ready to go. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to a county in Oregon. And in this county, they have passed an initiative allowing the sheriffs to void gun control laws if he thinks they're unconstitutional. Well, most of them are well, really all of them are. But they're taking a step, even though I don't like the way that title is worded, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, and it's written by Natalie Johnson. It says, nearly a month after a tragic mass shooting shook up the Umpqua Community College there in Oregon County, in a rural Oregon county, roughly 2 hours west of the school, passed a measure directing the sheriff to bypass state and federal gun laws if he judges them unconstitutional. Now, someone called me last week to let me know that this particular college has now hired armed guards to guard their college. So they're no longer gun-free zone. They're not going to let that happen again. When are the people going to wise up and say, you know what, I'm not paying attention to those guys up there in D.C. occupying offices and cutting deals. I'm going to stand on my Constitution. I'm going to stand on my Bill of Rights, which is here to limit you, to restrict you, meaning, and I'm pointing to D.C., you can't see me pointing, limiting the incorporated government who keeps sticking it to the American people and bringing in these refugees that are more than likely 90-some% terrorists against the American people is wrong. So whatever you do, do not give up your guns. Go take some more classes in self-defense and shooting. Guard your children. This is not the America you and I grew up in, or our grandparents or our parents grew up in. We need to guard our children until we get this nation back. Will we take this nation back? It's going to take some moves. But I still believe it starts locally. This county is doing it. Oregon County passes an initiative allowing the sheriff, telling him, you got our permission. He had it anyway, but they're giving the stamp of approval to void gun control laws if he thinks they're unconstitutional. It is absolutely ridiculous for the president and any Democrat and any Republican to stand there and tell us we need stricter gun laws. We need to take your gun away because this bad guy over here shot somebody. Think about what that means. He wants stricter gun laws, speaking of President Barack Obama. And he is calling for it, and he wants to get it done before he goes out. So even though Jeff says making those phone calls doesn't do any good, it does slow them down. It won't stop them, but it will slow them down, and it makes them think. Because they want reelected. Now, tomorrow night is the debate with the GOP once again. We're going to see how that flows, how that goes. But will they ask the right questions? I'm not even sure what the topic is. I'm going to have to do a little more research. But will they stand together? I want to see these GOP candidates stand together. The only thing I want them to point at each other on are policies. I don't want them to point at each other for what they did in their past or didn't do in their past. I want them to stand on policy. If Ben Carson thinks his economic plan is better than Trump's or Ted Cruz's or Carly Fiorina's, that's what I want to hear. If Carla Fiorina thinks she's got a better foreign policy plan than Ted Cruz or Rubio or Trump or Ben Carson, that's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear that her smile isn't smiley enough. I don't want to hear that Trump's hair is too whatever. I want to hear their plan to put this nation back on the road to prosperity, to liberty, to freedom. Freedom for everyone except criminals. And I want them to give me a plan on discontinuing making every citizen in this state a criminal. Go to D.C. with an eraser and start erasing. Well, let's talk about the weather for just a moment. There's a heavy snow in Siberia, and this could make for a tough U.S. winter. Yep, that's right. More on the climate change, more on global warming, only it's not really going down the way they want it to. And people are going to start waking up, you know? In biblical days, if a prophet prophesied something and it didn't happen, they were murdered. Not one thing yet has come to be that Al Gore has predicted, or any of his global warming scientists. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, when I went into the break, I was sharing with you about some weather conditions in Siberia. They're having some heavy winter already. Do they ever not have winter? They're pretty cold in Siberia, aren't they? Judah Cohen, a scientist of the Atmospheric and Environmental Research in Lexington, Massachusetts, is expecting to have a better idea of this winter's weather after checking key changes in the climate pattern this month, according to the report. But in the short term, after they've gone through this little article here claiming that this is going to affect the U.S., Cohen says forecasting a mild winter this winter, even though it's not mild in Siberia. Well, in New York, there's an attorney general, and he's trying to criminalize scientific dissent on climate change. So if you don't believe in it, he wants to criminalize you. Everyone is reading this should do the attorney general of New York, it says here, Eric T. Schneiderman, a big favor. Buy a copy of the U.S. Constitution, highlight the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights with a bright yellow or orange Sharpie, and mail him a copy. Because he believes that if you are a non-believer, that you need to be punished. And he is trying to, it says here in the New York Times is reporting that Schneiderman has subpoenaed extensive financial records and emails and other documents of ExxonMobil to investigate whether the company lied to the public about the risks of climate change or to investors about how such risk might hurt the oil business. Yet, we know that the more we find out, scientists are jumping off the bandwagon unless they're receiving money from the government incorporated. Then they're on board with the climate change. You know, and I read a statistic the other day. When Al Gore was born, there were 130,000 glaciers. Today, there are only 130,000 glaciers. Climate change, global warming, global cooling. Tax it. Criminalize the non-believers. Why? Don't you have a right to to believe one thing or the other. I mean, there's two different scientific reports coming out. But if you choose to believe the one that is anti-global warming, climate change, global cooling, whichever way you want to talk about it, this young attorney general in New York wants to criminalize you or your corporation or your business. Remember, Al Gore said you need to be punished. If you're a non-believer, you need to be punished. Well, Missouri has been in the news nationally here lately for some incidents that have happened I don't know the facts of everything that's happened or not happened, but it is causing a great racial divide in the MU University, Missouri University, the MU Tigers. And they have been making some demands. One young man has been on a hunger strike. And one of the demands was for the president of the university to resign, and I just got word a few minutes ago that he has resigned. They were supposed to be meeting today with all the curators, and he has resigned. This kind of goes back to how we started out working together. I read these demands. There's six of them, and I read them. Most of them I agreed with. Some of them I did not agree with, and I'll tell you why. Because they wanted a committee that was all of one race. And how is that going to fix the very problem that they're fighting? Let's make it mixed. And it wasn't all just black racial prejudices. According to what I heard this morning, it was also some towards some Jewish students. Things that were happening, I don't know what they were, but they weren't being handled properly according to these that were striking or protesting or going on hunger strike. When we all come together and start working together for a common goal, we're not going to see what color one another are. We're not going to care about that at all. We need to come together on things. We need to treat one another with respect. And that works in every direction. No matter what color or what religion you are, faith you are or are not, respect the other person. Whether you're a non-believer of climate change or a believer of climate change, respect the other person's opinion. We don't respect one another. And it's time that we did. We're never going to get rid of prejudices altogether. It's just not going to happen. Unfortunately. But we need to respect one another, lift one another up. Doesn't matter what color you are, how tall you are, how short you are, skinny, how fat. It doesn't matter where you were born, what occupation you're in. Everyone deserves liberty. Everyone has that First Amendment right. Everyone, even if you disagree with them. Everyone has that Second Amendment right. And on down, everyone is held under the Constitution. If you deny the Constitution as a we the people, you're denying your brother, your sister, your neighbors, your children, you're denying them liberty. We have to come together wherever we go, whatever we do. We're in this together, whether we're together or not. We will fail together or we will rise together. We will preserve liberty together or we will take it away and leave our children or grandchildren and great-grandchildren with nothing. With nothing. So, wouldn't it be better to stand together, respectful of one another, and fight for liberty and constitution. Fight together wherever we go, whatever we do, and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Help Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.